At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank him for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, getting us through the week, the weekend. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. So always thank him, keep him first, worship him and praise him all the time, people. Keep on trusting in him and staying strong and taking it one day at a time. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, support one another, encourage each other, all those things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, and the gatherings and the fellowships. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous believers out there who are going through it for the gospel, who are persecuted for the faith, who are just isolated for his namesake, you know, just going through it. Stay strong and hang in there, people. Much love to the great tribulation saints. Much love to all the grafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented. God bless all of you new creatures of Christ. Love you all, most definitely. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Crowd to him, dance, play an instrument, express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. In the twinkling of an eye, he has come back to make war. He has come back with a sword. He has come back to bring fire upon the earth. He is coming back to really, you know, do what we got to do in the prophetic realm. You know, he is coming back, you know, for his people, all right? So let's stay ready, alert, sober. His comeback at an hour nobody knows but the Father, all right? So let's be strong, alert, watchful, prayed up. Let's keep staying in our purpose, keep staying in our callings. Stay on this narrow path, people. Keep enduring and going through everything you have to go through in your life and your journey. All right, let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, handle that, people. Handle all your responsibilities for the Most High. Handle your assignment and your task, y'all. Stay focused. Amen. Let's keep our lamps in oil. So let's keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. You know, keep obeying the commandments, people. Keep the laws of the commandments. Keep the gospel. Keep everything. Amen. Just stay strong with it. All right. Hope that you all had a blessed week. Okay. And an even better blessed weekend, a blessed Sabbath. All right. So today's message, we'll go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scripture, and we'll go through commentary. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out, give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So this commentary is based on Israel and Judah, how they were backsliding and sinful and all those different things. Even through all that, how the Most High still loves them and forgives them, you know, and God is a loving, merciful God, you know, so we got to always thank him and always cry out to him. All right. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verses 6 through 20. The recommended reading scriptures are 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 16 through 21, the book of Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, the book of John chapter 9, verse 41, and also the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. The title of this commentary is Faithless versus Unfaithful. Two words for wanderers, faithless and unfaithful. The faithless people of Israel forgot their first love. They lost their passion for service. Though they had once enjoyed a close relationship with their Maker, they turned from him, rejecting truths they had once held dear. And so they struggled just beyond the safe harbor, battered by the seas of uncertainty. Unfaithful Judah, by contrast, knew the truth but denied its footing in the nation's heart. An unfaithful man say that he's on God's side, but his actions, words, and priorities prove otherwise. By God's measure, an unfaithful person ranks with a traitor, wicked and treacherous. Why? Because he mocks the very relationship he pretends to honor. Simply put, he pretends to be a believer while deep down he's a phony. For the unfaithful, faking love for God can become an addiction. We all know people who have all the right moves. At church, they pray with impressive sincerity, but at home, they shred their spouses with cruel comments. This inconsistency is like a 10-foot-long finch male screeching across God's chalkboard. It grates on the soul. The unfaithful float through life, sinning without shame. They're in the most dangerous place imaginable. They hang in the balance. Unless they reestablish their bond with God, replacing showiness with sincerity, they will be damned. The faithless and the unfaithful, the Bible holds out hope for both. For the former, however, the journey to the Savior seems shorter, more direct. Sometimes faithless men can learn to trust more by admitting their doubt. Slipping away from the mark and sliding back from the goal are synonyms for faithless. The remedy is simple: return to the Lord. Contrast that with the unfaithful person. He pretends his life is sewn up tight while he's busy yanking out the stitches with his own hands. If you think either template fits your life, stop your wondering. Come back to your God and King. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Many people tend to be faithless or unfaithful or backsliding or what have you, trying to get back in good graces. Do you know any faithless or unfaithful people? How can you offer them encouragement? What people or circumstances cause you to wander away from the Messiah? What practical steps can you take to protect yourself from these stumbling blocks? All right, that's the commentary. All right, so all of us have been through certain parts of our lives where we backslided or messed up or what have you. So let's be a lot better in our actions and our choices and our hearts and our motives. Amen. Let's circumcise our hearts and let's be blameless before the Lord. Amen. Let's all be better. Me, you, all of us. All right. Let's keep repenting. So that's the commentary for today. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Most High. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always forevermore. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Amen. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Most High to Almighty, true living God. Praise the Most High to Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Life, the Light of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my portion, our strength, our song, our refuge, our good fortress, our high tower, our shield, our buckler. Praise Him, our provider, our redeemer, our salvation, our everything. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. He is the great physician, could heal all things. He is the carpenter, could fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on Him and He'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek Him with all your heart and you will find Him. He is a rewarder to those who seek Him diligently. You got to know He exists, believe in Him, trust in Him, know He could do for you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, breakthroughs, help, unexpected blessings, favor, peace. I speak those things over your life forever. Double portion blessings from here on out. Good surprises forever. Amen. Praise the Most High. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Most definitely, that we are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know for sure that He gonna always keep providing for us in these times. Amen. He gonna always keep looking out for His people. Always keep Him first, people. Praise Him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. He is the Truth, amen. He is the Way, hallelujah. He is the Way, Truth, and Life. Praise Him. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word made flesh, the Living Word. He is the Everlasting King, the Sinless High Priest, most definitely the Way Everlasting. We know that His Word is purifying, silver, just as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that forever His word is a double-edged sword. Amen. So that's the word right there, y'all. Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the widows. Prayers for all the orphans, all the fatherless. Prayers to the tribe of Levi. Prayers for the strangers and sojourners out there, the travelers, the pilgrims. Prayers for the refugees. Prayers for all people, all walks of life. Prayers for the elders, the teenagers, the young people out there. Everybody, y'all. Prayers up, y'all, most definitely. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.